The following recording is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
My name is Dana Inkatanawat. I came here too long since 1967 as a student, and here I am working for KU. The first word, right, that I need to pronounce, I would say Bangkok, Singapore, Kalahom, Lanta, Pama, Thap Thim, Siam, Lady Tiang, Jiao Fa Jula Lungon, Pra Maha Mungkut, Songkla, Buddha, but in Thai we would say Pra Put, Ayutthaya, Yin Yawalak, Pra Alak. You could go ahead and say China, but the way the Thai people refer China, we say Prathet Jin. Prathet is country. We always refer, for instance, like United States, we said Prathet America. As I remember when I came here, 17 years old at the time, and there was a King and I show, and I don't want to look at it because it's embarrassing to my country. To the king, actually, because it's sort of barbarian, and the king is so stupid and dumb. And the Thai king is really not like that. They're really more classy, especially the manners. But for the king and I, the way I see it, the king don't even know how to use fork and, you know, like knife and spoon. They use like hands. The Thai king do not use hands in eating food. We use fork and spoon together to scoop the food. But if you're going to go to province, you could sit down and eat with the country. I mean, the people there, they use hands. They may be, the king may do that, but the king is someone's high up. You just, and the king don't do things funny like dance like with Anna. Just that way, I'm sure there would be, but not in sort of like not that term. But I think it's sort of embarrassing. Normally, when you go pray, I'm here for so long. I'm sort of mixed up between the Buddhist and the Christian anyway. But lots of time, the Thai when they go pray, at the temple. And the Thai people really Buddhist. As a Buddhist, you don't really need to go to temple all the time. The grandparents, the one who goes, the older folks, the one who goes, and they go pray for us. But at night, before you go to bed, I was raised up as a Buddhist. So you have some some certain pray that your mom taught. So you just sort of like, just like the Christian do, you just kneel down either, you know, next to your bed or normally on your pillow, and you pray to Buddha. You pray to Praput. Buddha is Praput. You pray to that image. The Praputajao actually is just like the person they call Siddhartha. Siddhartha is the son of the king of India at the time that he became enlightenment, and he left the palace and he ended up by what we call the enlightened one. King Chulalongkorn, okay, Jaffa Chulalongkorn, Jaffa is mean Prince Chulalongkorn. Prince Chulalongkorn actually is one of the most popular one in Thailand because he did a lot to the country at the time. And I think the reason why we are what we are because of King Chulalongkorn. He had created a lot of things. The Royal Military Academy came upon because he's the one who built it. Actually, King Mongkut is not really as popular as King Chulalongkorn. I think King Chulalongkorn is more Western. That's what he bring all the Western cultures in. And King Mongkut, it just at the time that he just happened to expose to the Western. And he's not as classy as the sun. We always remember King Chulalongkorn, as is for me. I don't know who King Mongkut is. I know it's the dad. You know, it's so funny, but I've never heard of Anna until I came here to see the king and I. And that's the first time I've heard of Anna. Actually, Anna probably remember it a little bit because she came with the West, because King Chulalongkorn and King Mongkut sort of bring the Western culture to Thailand, to Siam.